The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, Garda Síochána is preparing to spend 150 million euro on a national rollout of body-worn cameras and an advanced digital evidence management network. This follows a successful trial of the technology. A total of 600 cameras had been used at 5 Garda stations during the proof of concept phase in 2024. 3 in Dublin and the others in Limerick and Waterford. We're joined by former Garda Sergeant Christy Galligan. Christy, do you welcome this national rollout of body cams?
Absolutely. It's welcome news, and for too long we waited for something like this to be rolled out in the Garda Síochána. I think Gardaí going to incidents many, many moons ago, and still are going to incidents where they relied on memory or good note taking to give a reasonable picture of what was occurring when they attended a scene or encountered members of the public. And with body-worn cameras, the digital evidence itself will be gathered in real time and capture what is occurring as they arrive on scene. So those watching the recording, even whether defence or prosecution cases or somebody building up a case, will see it from the Garda's perspective. And I think along with other evidence, such as witnesses and mobile cameras, street cameras, etc., you want to gather the best evidence possible. I think it really has helped the Garda Síochána. I mean, the body-worn camera acts as an independent witness as well, and Garda activate those cameras when they arrive on scene. I believe it has been a successful rollout so far, and it provides transparency, best evidence, and aid memoir, and and most importantly, it protects Garda and the public from the spurious or false allegations as well. You know, you see both sides.
Yeah, there are some arguments out there against the use of body cams. Let me put some of them to you, and I'm curious for your take on them. One of them is the privacy concern that, you know, you're recording potentially in highly personal or vulnerable situations. It could be a mental health crisis, that the Gardaí then control the public dissemination of that sensitive data. That you know, they control the footage and what happens to it, and that it could be effectively another surveillance tool.
Yeah, well, and that's there is a fine line between public security state surveillance, and it not just lies with technology itself, but the policies of the government, and it's very important to have proper policies, fail-safe mechanisms in place to ensure that that doesn't happen. That there's total and utter transparency, and that there's a kind of like an overwatch by GDPR or others that will ensure that everything is transparent and there's nothing going amiss. And I think that's very, very important. None of us want camera footage from police surveillance, from body-worn cameras in relation to scenes like you were talking about there, in relation to somebody who's very vulnerable or mental health issues to be released and into the public forum. Nobody wants to see that.
Okay.
But we have the case.
Sorry, go on. Sorry. No, mate, finish your point.
They have the case of Henry Novak in Dublin, or in England there. That's a very sad and tragic case. Yeah, in Southampton, you know, where the body-worn camera, it showed that the digital evidence of what was occurring at that material time was very important.
It did.
To show both sides of the story.
Yeah, no, it absolutely did. There's a couple of other arguments. One is that studies in the US have found body cams brought no consistent or statistically significant effects on decreasing the use of force, on assaults on officers, on arrest rates. That basically didn't make much difference to any of those stats.
That's coming from an American's perspective, where I have to say, where the use of force is primarily the objective before anything else is done. We're very lucky in this country. We have an unarmed force, and we use the methodologies of speaking to somebody, trying to de-escalate something that's happening in front of us without using any force. And if we have to use force, it's reasonable force. It has to be proportionate as well, because all of those things are very, very important. And I think, you know, you can look at all of the studies all over the world, but I think we have, in some ways, as an unarmed force, that we are very lucky in lots of ways that we work with the communities, and we're very much a part of the communities.
Okay. that kind of brings us to the final criticism, and maybe maybe the most justified criticism of body cams. That kind of policing that you speak about, and look, we've all witnessed it. I've witnessed it as a student. You know, I've gone down Grafton Street in a shopping trolley thinking I was hilarious. A guard coming along and just talking to me and telling me to cop on, basically. And, you know, he said to me, your idea of fun is somebody else's idea of, you know, being a nuisance. And, you know, we kind of went off chastened or whatever. But that's a silly example. But... Yeah. Is there a risk that officers could feel, Gardaí could feel pressurised to strictly enforce every minor infraction rather than use that kind of professional judgment that, to be fair, our Gardaí use really well?
No, I don't think so. I think Gardaí will still use their judgment and their discretion when it comes to different incidents or different situations. I know how I have used it on many occasions in my career, and I'm sure many other Gardaí, both serving and retired, use it and have used it as well. And I think it's very important. You know, the body-worn camera really is really a digital footprint that shows what is happening in real time when you go to it. But in relation to, let's say, minor things like you're talking about the shopping trolley, I don't think you'd be switching on the camera just for something that's as minor as that. I think you're talking about real life situations.
Yeah, fair enough. I take that point on board. It's interesting because I don't know if you watch it. I've been watching Blue Lights on the BBC Northern Ireland about the PSNI. Yeah. And it's interesting how they use the body cams, and it is in those kind of more serious situations that they do tend to put them on.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's very important. It's vitally important because you will get people who make certain allegations against members of the Gardaí Síochána, and they're sent to FISTRA, and they're dealing with allegations every year. And some of them are spurious allegations, some of them may be well-founded. But at the same time, that camera, that body-worn camera recording, that audio-visual recording will be very important to show both sides of a story.
Yeah. Okay, really interesting. Thanks for talking to us. Former Garda Sergeant there, Christy Galligan. Thank you indeed for talking to the Hard Shoulder. Let us know what you think. Is it a good idea, the idea of a national rollout of body-worn cameras? 087-1400-106. What do you think, Kara?
I'm just thinking that I know he said they wouldn't turn on the body cam for something like you in a shopping trolley, but that footage would be very valuable now.
It would.
that could go for the big money.
It was my finest hour.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.